elected. And then they become consumed by what Washington is.
Well, it wouldn't hurt, to be honest, and to do it intelligently, not in a cynical way, but in a way that gives rebirth to Washington. We're in a great period of distrust of Washington. That's not anti-Washington. That's not conservatism, because people want Washington to work. They just do not believe that it does work. And so if you ask people, do you trust Washington to do the right thing most of the time? Between 1932 and 64, the answer was 80%.
Right.
Now we're at like 17%, 23%. There's just no trust there. There's no trust to tackle big subjects. They don't trust leaders to take a leap of faith. And so I think the next sentence for the Obama presidency is, I'm going to rebuild that. I haven't done that in my first year. He hasn't really done that. But I'm going to figure out ways to do that here on out. Because
so
he still is the giant of our political era. When people always say liberals or conservatives or moderates say, you know, I'm really disappointed in this or that aspect of Obama, I always say, as opposed to who? Because I think there really is no figure in American politics still quite like him.
What does that mean, quite like him?
Well, to be honest, he's got what I disagreed with health care, I disagreed with parts of the stimulus. He's got a seriousness of purpose and a seriousness of analysis, which is still unrivaled. He makes one very good point right now in his attacks on the Republicans. He is willing to go a couple steps toward the direction of fiscal sanity. I mean, he really was willing to cut Medicare.